KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is Sandra Bernal. I go by Sandy. I like that name. It's part of myself. I am a person. I am a woman, a mother from Mexico City, from a very traditional family in that big city. Well, traditionally, people introduce themselves because of their degrees or the other characteristics. So I would like to add that I develop a series of identities or characteristics that includes our curatorship, being an architect, being a planner, and being a doctorate in arid land resource science. So that's what I have done.
How do you describe your identity?
A long time ago, I decided to identify myself as a universal person, an entity that belongs to the world, that has all these multiple layers as a human being, as a piece of nature, and basically, due to the complexity of Mexico City, all these different layers in society, in the economical side, in the cultural side as well, all these layers that combine themselves into one single place. Well, I feel like myself, I am a representation of all those different influences as well. I haven't found a precise place or time to identify myself as a whole, so I rather like to be an universal entity in this world.
So I wonder how your identity connects with the Tucson community.
That's amazing, because Tucson is like me. Tucson is a piece of the world in just one location. I have found people from countries, from different countries, from different cities, from different places that you never imagine that they're going to convey in the same small piece of Arizona here in the Southwest. And suddenly that's what happens. Suddenly it Tucson is too intricated to the universe that I believe that although I don't feel myself a Tucsonense, I don't feel myself, or I don't find myself as a Mexican-American or a border person, I do believe that Tucson and I, we both are universal entities. Entities that have a little piece of the world and a sample of the world, and probably that's why we get along very well.
So from that global perspective, could you share a last thought?
Being in Tucson is actually something that makes me proud and makes me feel lucky. That is a safe place. It's again a representation of the world, so you can find yourself secure and shelter. That's something that this place has provided. Again, I don't feel myself as a Tucsonense yet, but people here is receptive to my ideas, to my crazy ideas, and to my different ways to express myself in the different pathways that I have tried. For every door that is closed, I have found 10 that are open wide for me to communicate and to serve and learn and support. I believe that this, again, this shared characteristic of being so universal and open-minded that Tucson and I share, it is also well received by the people. I know my personality could be sometimes challenging, because that's what big city people is we are challenging. We are always envisioning bigger things, because that's a way to defend ourselves. But in Tucson, we are safe. I feel safe. My family feels safe. And again, for every door that doesn't open, and there's too many that they open wide, and I feel that my ideas are well received.
Thank you, Sandy, for sharing your pathway from Mexico City to Tucson.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.